The Garda investigation into the suspected murder-suicide in North Cork this week, which resulted in the deaths of Tadhg O'Sullivan and his two sons, Mark and Dermot, generates the lead story in six of today's papers. Under the headline, Legal Letters Reveal Tragic Family Divide, the Irish Independent reports that legal letters related to an inheritance dispute in the family are believed to have been recovered at the farmhouse. The Irish Times reports on its front page, meanwhile, on other documents found on the farm, which are also being examined as part of the investigation. The Times and Irish Examiner are the only papers in the Republic which are leading today with stories other than the O'Sullivan family tragedy. The Times leads with the line that new contact tracing recruits were told to bring their own laptop to work because HSE laptops are not yet available. A spokeswoman for the HSE is quoted in today's paper, however, saying that the new recruits will not be accessing the COVID care tracker system until they are in possession of a work laptop. For its lead story, The Examiner reports that although breast screening services resumed yesterday, it's emerged that it could take 3 years to screen the 155,000 women currently awaiting mammograms due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The impact which the pandemic is having on nurses in Northern Ireland, meanwhile, generates the lead story in today's Irish News. Pat Cullen, the director of the Royal College of Nursing in Northern Ireland, is quoted saying that nurses are currently under immense pressure in all areas and that the situation is compounded by a severe shortage of staff and the number of nurses who are having to self-isolate. And for its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that a deadly bug has prevented the opening of a new ICU at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast. The Examiner has another story this morning about the closure of the Field Hospital, which was built on the grounds of the University of Limerick to deal with overcrowding and which is now to be replaced by a new 14-bed unit in University Hospital Limerick. Elsewhere on the front pages, writing in the Times, Kitty Holland reports that sweeping reforms to the way victims are treated by the criminal justice system are to be unveiled today. One of the new measures will be that rape victims who are subjected to questioning about their past sexual history will be legally represented at trial. Back on the front of the Examiner, it's reported there that a Cork company called DeepVerge is testing a COVID-19 breath test device, which it hopes it will bring to the market in the new year, and that it will ultimately become an affordable mainstream consumer product. And finally, the picture on the front of today's Examiner is of Cronan O'Divlin, head of research collections at UCC, turning the pages on the Book of Lismore. The paper reports that the book has been returned to its county of origin almost 5 centuries after it was first created. We're told that the book was first loaned to UCC by the Cavendish family in the UK, whose ancestors have had possession of it since the 1640s, and that they've now decided to donate it to the university on a permanent basis.